The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Good evening. I am Father Andrew Toppin, director of St. George's Anglican Church, number 55 Bontrose Avenue, New Providence, Bahamas. Welcome to Insight. This program is sponsored by the Anglican Church Men. My technical producer is Mr. Ramon Speeding. Today is Sunday, the 24th of March, 2024. And on the church's calendar, it is Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion. Today, we begin Holy Week, the last week in our Lord's life. It is the most important week on the Christian calendar. It is the holiest week on the calendar. The last 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday are known as the Great Triduum. Although it is 3 days, the events are continuous. Monday, Thursday, Jesus ate the Last Supper and instituted the Holy Communion, washed the feet of the disciples, prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and was arrested. On Good Friday, there was a mock trial. He was tried and convicted. He hung on the cross for 3 hours and died, and placed in a buried tomb. He remained in the tomb on Saturday, and on Sunday he rose from the dead. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to death upon the cross, giving us an example of his great humility. Mercy grant that we may walk the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and generous God, you are the creator and giver of all that is good. We thank you and praise you for the beauty of the earth, for our work, our families, our loved ones, and of all the gifts which we have been given. By your grace, may we show gratitude by sharing what we have received. Always mindful that in serving others, we are serving you. Guided by that same grace, help us be good stewards who care for your earth and who work to preserve it for future generations. Remain grateful for your constant love, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the presence of your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. We now listen to the hymn number 126 in our CPWI hymnal, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. And now for some insight news. The Christian Mass and renewal of clergy vows will be held this coming Wednesday, the 27th of March, at Christ Church Cathedral at 7 p.m. On this occasion, the bishop will consecrate oils to be used throughout the year and the clergy, along with the bishop, will renew their ordination vows. The oils that will be used are the oil of the catechumens, that is used at baptisms and confirmations, the oil of the sick, and the oil of ordination that will be used at the ordination of a priest and the consecration of a bishop. On Good Friday, there are a number of fish fries being held. St. George's Anglican Church Music Ministry will hold a fish fry in the parish hall from 12 noon until 4 p.m. Holy Cross Anglican Church men will hold a Good Friday fish fry in the Canon Neil Eric Roach Hall beginning at 12 noon. St. Ambrose Anglican Church will hold a Good Friday fish fry beginning at 12 noon. On Saturday, the 30th of March, between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 2 p.m., St. George's Anglican Church Sunday School Department will hold its annual pre-Easter extravaganza on the church's grounds. The day will include an Easter egg hunt, as well as a scavenger hunt. On Easter Monday, the 1st of April, 2024, between the hours of 12 noon to 6 p.m., St. James Anglican Church will hold its annual Easter Monday Fest and Raffle. Dinner tickets are priced at $15. Dinner tickets are $15, and there is chicken, fish, and steak dinners available. Tickets can be bought at all New Providence Anglican churches. There will also be a raffle, the grand prize being a 4-day Caribbean cruise. Tickets are priced at $2. If you have news in your parish and would like to share them on Insight, please send an email to atoppin@bahamasanglican.org. That is atoppin@bahamasanglican.org. We now listen to the hymn 130 in our CPW hymnal, Ride On, King Jesus.
Right on, King Jesus, Christ.
reading from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Mark chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a coat that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a coat tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some other bystanders said to them, What are you doing? Untying the coat. They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the coat to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the gospel of Christ. 142 in our CPWI hymnal, "O Sacred Head, Now Wounded." And I will speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Words of reflection today from the Gospel of Mark. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. blessed the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Today is Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, marking the beginning of Holy Week. For some people, this comes as a welcome relief. They cannot wait for the Lenten season to be over. They cannot deal with sacrifice, mortification, and the suffering that do not come easily. We instead carry on in our comfortable lives that stretch ourselves until the hurts for the love of Him who would stretch on a cross for us. As we prepare our souls to accept and surrender to the weight of His love before entering into the light-hearted celebration of the Easter season, it behooves us to pause each day with some degree of solemn appreciation for Him who is glorified by the way of surrender and death. Imagine what it must have been like in Jerusalem in the days surrounding Jesus' crucifixion. On the day known as Palm Sunday, He had been welcomed to the city, ushered in with great fanfare. Jesus may have been riding on a humble donkey, but the crowd greeted Him as their king. They walked with Him. They threw palm branches in His path. They shouted their approval. At last, they would have a leader to occupy the throne of Israel, who would be a powerful voice in dealing with other tribes and nations. This man of God was what they're looking for. This man of God, with His healing powers and His promise of equality and justice for all people, was an answer to prayer. But that was not why Jesus had come. That was not His mission. And after crowds began to realize this, the cheering stopped. First came disappointment, then came intense anger, as smoothly as the celebration. The Palm Sunday hymn says, "All glory, Lord, and honor to Thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children may sweet hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, Thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One." Another Palm Sunday hymn says, ride on in majesty, in lonely pomp ride on to die. Ride on in majesty, hark all the Hosanna tribes cry. O Savior, meek pursue Thy road, with palms and scattered garments strode. The atmosphere would change a few days later on Friday. A palm carpeted passage way leading to a royal throne became instead a deserted path to a cross. The Palm Sunday liturgy says these words, "On this day, our Lord Jesus Christ entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph. The people welcomed Him with palms and shouts of praise. But the path before Him led to self-giving suffering and death. Today, we greet Him as our King. Although we know His crown is thorns and His throne a cross, we follow Him this week from the glory of the palms to the glory of the resurrection. By the way of the dark road of suffering and death, united with Him in His suffering on the cross, may we share His resurrection and new life." Yes, today we all begin that walk to Calvary. That journey begins today. It's not a long one in terms of distance. Calvary, the place of crucifixion, stands just outside Jerusalem. But every moment of this week will widen the gap between acceptance and rejection. Each succeeding day who love Jesus with fewer supporters and make their voices less audible amid the growing clamor of sin. By week's end, the leaders who see Jesus as a threat to their power and who want to be rid of him will have their way, and Jesus' allies will be frightened into silence. Imagine what it must have been like in Jerusalem that week for Jesus and followers. Imagine the fear of saying the wrong thing to the wrong person and being labeled an enemy of Rome with ominous consequences. Imagine the growing tension in the city as those opposed to Jesus firm up their plans. Imagine the rampant gossip that simply added fuel to the tinderbox situation. It probably would be comforting to think that in spite of all this, if modern Christians had been there in Jerusalem, they would have been among the brave souls who continue to pause openly. Surely they would have spoken up in his defense. Surely they would have encouraged the others to be brave and stand with him. From the vantage point of the day, that sounds quite reasonable, but it is not realistic, given that they would have been functioning without the benefit of hindsight, without resurrection, without the apostles' teaching, without the gospels. At that point, Jerusalem, confusion and fear were the order of the day. We too may have been like the disciples, may have fled and left them to hang on the cross all by himself. This week, as we go through the ceremonies of Holy Week, I pray God that we will be faithful to Jesus, to remember the pain and suffering that he went through, that we all can have a right to the tree of life. Jesus suffered and bled for you and me. He died on a cross. He died in our place. We ought to have died there. On this Palm Sunday, Jesus is calling us to continue to support him, to continue to stand by his side, to continue to walk with him, and to continue to reflect on what he did for you and me 2,000 years ago. He didn't have to do it, but he did it, that we all can have a better way of life. I pray, God, that we will once again immerse ourselves in Holy Week, that we too may feel the pain, suffering, and anguish of Jesus. And when it comes to next Sunday, Easter Sunday, we can indeed rise with him once again. And in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Thank be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Amen. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be among you, and remain with you always. Amen. We now listen to our closing hymn from our CPWI hymnal 129. Hosanna, Hosanna, loud Hosanna.